With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Farmers and ranchers still must be on the lookout for signs of highly pathogenic avian influenza as the disease continues to spread among poultry flocks as well as cattle. USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Dr. Eric Diebel, has been overseeing much of the work in Washington, D.C. Speaking at a forum in North Carolina, Diebel said concerned agencies and stakeholders must continue to keep the lines of communication open.
And the absolute essential nature for both the folks from USDA and FDA to talk directly with producers and directly with individuals who may be affected by H5N1 in dairy cattle and in poultry, and to make sure that they understand what's happening, the nature of the disease, and what kind of supports are available to them should they have an affected herd or an affected flock.
As testing continues, they've seen a shift in where it's showing up.
We have seen steady testing volume in the national lab system, about 2,000 to 3,000 tests a week. And we have seen a decrease, perhaps, in the interstate pre-movement testing, but an increase in intrastate testing for folks that are moving animals to fairs and shows. And we expect that those numbers will continue to climb up and we'll continue to see high volumes of testing.
That being said, Diebel is happy to report that the spread has slowed in recent weeks. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.